And a good afternoon to you. Thank you for being on board. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord. What a day. It has been Monday part three all day long, at least in my life. 5 a.m. start, and I'm 2 hours behind. Oh, yeah, just one of those days. But I'm just thankful to be able to put in a 18-hour day. Hallelujah. I've seen the time in the past year I couldn't put in 8 minutes hardly, so I'm not going to complain too much about it. Folks are complaining westbound on I-40 because real slowdowns in the big curve, Newfound Road, and between there and the Canton exit, all westbound, and it's road construction is what they're telling me. So anyway, slow 40 on your way home if you go that way. 441, of course, is closed across the mountains. The parkway, I don't know about the parkway. They may have opened the parkway back up. Yep, I'm not showing any closures on the parkway. So that's with the warmer temperatures, it looks like they have opened the parkway back up for those that use that to commute. Do have a slowdown on 25. It's right around Royal Pines, right through there, right before you get to 146. That's a little congested today. And you know what? I talked about the parkway, and I'll be dogged if it is closed. Okay, I'm sorry. I lied to you. Yeah, it's closed from 191 going up toward Pisgah, and it looks like the entrances are closed until the 16th. Yep, I think the parkway shut down till the 16th. But the way they did it, they just closed the entrances. They didn't close the whole road, and so it was not that obvious. We've got the normal waits. Well, actually, the wait coming around Asheville, 240 westbound, is not that bad. Right there at the, Sam's, you got that red light. That's always backing up. But other than that, everything getting out of town going north looks good. East is okay. And then I told you that about that westbound problem. And then all the way down south through Henderson County and into Greenville. And oddly enough, Greenville's moving today. Well, with the exception of down on a motor mile around Malden, they're a little backed up, but I-85 is good today, so it's a little bit on the unusual side. Yeah, that's when have you heard that Greenville was good? You don't hear that every day, do you? For sure. And I've got the wrong screen, but here we go. Let's see if I can pull up the right one. I'm looking at temperatures and some light rain moving in our direction. 48 degrees right now. I didn't really anticipate that. It's coming up out of North Georgia. So far, a lot of it's not getting to us, but it might. And there's actually some pretty, it's not a big thing coming at us, but it is coming at us. It's coming right toward us. And so, does the forecast talk about that? No. Interesting. Well, I'm pretty sure what I'm telling you is right, that there is a little band of rain that's not showing up. I don't know what that's about. It's coming up right in the northern corner of Georgia and will enter western North Carolina. The hope is it'll get in and out before it gets late, because we're going down to 26 tonight, 54 tomorrow, 31 tomorrow night, 46 on Friday, and a cold chance of rain. And that might actually give over to some snowflakes with a low of 25 on Friday night. 38 is the high Saturday. Yeah, the high. 22 Saturday night, 43 Sunday, 25 Sunday night. And then it starts moderating back up, and we're back into 50s and 30s by the time we get into next week. And I am seeing the word snow in Wednesday's forecast, a chance of rain and snow, but high near 50, a chance of precipitation only 30%. The low that night's 32, so I guess that's why they're putting that in there. All right. Well, anyway, we appreciate you being on board. Appreciate the mercy of the Lord. Appreciate those that make the broadcast possible. The Wednesday the 13th, AM 720, sponsored by the Wolf Creek Baptist Church, in memory of all their faithful church members. Each of them holds a special place in their hearts. They miss them and honor their memory. And I think that's a special way to remember folks. We want to say thank you. God bless you. And then the Anchor Broadcasting Network is being sponsored by Micah Youngblood. And it's in thankfulness for his salvation. And he's one of my first-year Bible college students and part of my leadership team. And he is doing a great job. I appreciate Micah, raised in the Eskimo village of Kayana, Alaska, there. Yeah, in the northwest whatever it is, it's the northwest county of the Arctic. Yeah, that's where he which we grew up at. And so, all right, let me cross over to a different screen and tell you that we're glad to have Birmingham, Indian, Alaska, Hot Springs National Park, San Jose, San Diego, Avon, Augusta, Murphy, Franklin, Brevard, Hendersonville, Enos, Greenville, Rock Hill, Buford, Piedmont, Lancaster, Johnson City, and Texas is with us, Madison, Wisconsin, all these folks, thank you for being on board here today. Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Wisconsin. Okay. Already, questions coming in. And asking, now what do you think, preacher, after what you said on Swap Shop? Now what do you think about the governor, what the governor did? Well, if you haven't heard, the governor has called up the National Guard, and this is for, he said, security of the nation's capital, if needed, and security of the state capital and other state interests. I will expect every state in the union to do the same. And based on FBI saying that there's going to be possible armed protests on Inauguration Day. So I'm not surprised by it. It still does not change what we talked about. And so we've been talking about it now. This is the third day that a lot of what's being said on the internet has already been it's already expired. It's already been proven as false. And so I'll just summarize what I said today by saying this. People are really concerned about the next 7 days. And I'm not saying that there's not cause to be. I'm just saying that we have no proof of any of the things that's been rolling out there. All right. There's just no proof. And calling out the National Guard does not mean the Stafford Act. It does not mean martial law. It does not mean any of those things. Okay? That's not what that means. That's not what they're doing. That's not what this is. It's simply extra security for the state interest, the interest of the state. Okay? So really all the state has is the state highway patrol, and then the Capitol has the Capitol Police. Other than that, there's really not a layer of defense other than the city and the counties in which they reside. So they're doing that as a precaution, and it's probably got a lot of politics hung on it, because Cooper yesterday called for the president to be impeached. Yesterday, Cooper did. So, and by the way, he was impeached. The House did vote. I've not seen the total. It looks like there were Republicans voting with Democrats to impeach the president. So what does that mean? That means he's been charged with inciting insurrection. That's what it means. He's been charged with it. So I said, will he be convicted? Maybe. But it takes 2/3 of the Senate, and it takes the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court to call a hearing. They have to set it up. There will be 100 jurors, each members of the Senate, and it will be tried, and all the evidence will be brought, and that's how it will be done. And if 2/3 vote to remove him from office, somebody said, "Well, what if he's already gone?" Well, they can instead vote to remove his pension, which I don't know if he's going to take it. He hasn't taken salary. They can remove his travel fund. They can remove his social, his Secret Service security for life. But the biggest thing is they can also ban him from ever holding office again. So just so you know, that's going on, okay? And so the vote was 232 to impeach, 197 not to impeach, and there are 4 people who did not vote. Welcome this afternoon to Pakistan and to Kentucky that are with us. The South Carolina National Guard, they were called up last night to go to Washington. And so, and by the way, they said, well, they're calling up people from all over the United States as far as civilian police. Yes, but that happens every one time. If you've ever been to one, and I have, they will have a they will have policemen and deputies, and maybe even, I don't know, constables. I don't know who else it would be. But they will be people from all over America in their uniforms. They will dress right. They'll be standing an arm's length, one from the other. And they will be lined up from the Capitol all the way to the White House for the parade. And they will face the crowd. About 6 feet behind them, there will be a line of military. This is always the case. They will dress right, and they will face the president. And you will have, from all of the branches of the armed service in their dress uniforms, they will line up, and they will align the entire parade route all the way from the Capitol to the White House, and they're inside the police, and they face the president. And, of course, they'll all salute as the president passes by. And this is the new president. And this is the norm, okay? The police face the crowd. The military face the president. And I guess people know that the military, they are who inaugurate the president. Do you know that? All the military bands, all the other things, it's the military. They are a big part of the inauguration. So this is all normal, okay? So each state is probably going to be called up. You're going to probably see that. But a lot of the things that have already been predicted, the time has already elapsed. They did not happen. The vice president today, if you didn't get to hear it, the vice president today wrote a very good letter. I was pleased at what the vice president wrote. I was glad to see what he wrote, and had a very civil tone. The president today came out with a statement, no violence, no violence, no violence. And so that was good to see. I just got word there were 10 Republicans who voted with the Democrats to impeach the president. But again, impeachment just means he's been charged with it. Doesn't mean that he's guilty of it. It has to be tried. And there's two or three things they can do. The Judicial Committee, they can meet and throw it out. Insufficient evidence, they can meet and debate it, take it to the House floor. And if they vote in favor of it, then they can, of course, he will be out of office by the time that happens. But again, they can vote to pull his pension and pull some other things. And so they can do that. And that is possible, and we will see. The vice president called for them to please tone it down, because what they're doing is they're making it worse. And they're making the hostility worse by impeaching the president and all these other things, by trying to invoke the 25th Amendment. The letter today that the vice president wrote was in regards to him invoking the 25th. And what that means is that if there is sufficient medical cause, then the vice president can take over. It does not mean that the title changes. It does not mean that he has to leave the White House. It does not mean anything but the decision-making power falls to the vice president for such a time as the president can recover and take the things back over. Now, this has been used when presidents have been put to sleep for small procedures. They have been used when Reagan was shot for a short time. H. Bush was the acting. He was never president, but he acted as president during that time. And of course, a lot of this came to pass because when JFK was killed, of course, Johnson was sworn in, I think, on the airplane and became president. But there was a time there was no one, you know, that had the reins. And of course, during that time, we had all the Cuban Missile Crisis and the Bay of Pigs and all those things. All of that was right weighing. It was very close to us. And so there was a great deal of concern during that time. And so, you know, that's what the 25th does. It makes sure that there's somebody that's got their hand on the football, which is the nuclear codes and those sorts of things. Anyway, all right, 577-1296, 577-1296. Well, let me tell you what my plans are, the Lord willing. I'm scheduled to start a missions conference Sunday morning in Carolina, Puerto Rico. And we are actually going down. I will be meeting Captain Puryear Friday morning. We'll be going out to a big marina there in Puerto Rico, looking at dock space for the mission ship Sea Hope. The problem is Sea Hope is so big, it won't fit in the standard dock where the yachts and all the things park. It won't fit. And so we're trying to find a marina that has a slip big enough to put it in. And so we're looking at that. Puerto Rico is kind of the center of the Caribbean. And believe it or not, we can be in, we can be about as quick. We can be in Trinidad and down, we can actually be to Venezuela, is about as close as Florida is. So it is about halfway. So we're looking at moving the ship down, especially during hurricane season, things like that. So that's part of the journey. And then the other part is the Calvary Baptist Tabernacle there in Carolina, Puerto Rico, where Brother Johnny Daniels has been pastors for the past 40 years. They have several missionaries that have come up through their board or through their church board. And so they are wanting to kind of change up how they're doing things. And so they have asked Anchor Baptist Missions International to come and meet with their people and to the possibility of merging Carolina Baptist Tabernacle Missions with ABMI. And so if that happens, we're full and we're closed and we're not accepting applications. We can't, you know. But again, I've got a pastor who has come to us and said, could you possibly? And so, if so, we're looking at missionaries in Zambia, Trinidad, Dominica, Dominican Republic, Venezuela, and Bolivia, as well as Haiti. Many of them we already work with, but we are not their boards. And so that could be changing. And so we don't feel like we're doing a good enough job as we stand right now. We don't feel like we're doing a good enough job, and so therefore we really don't want to get any bigger. But you know, the Lord's got the record, and He's running things, and so we're gonna go down and see about it. I was supposed to be down there last year, and I was down my back. I couldn't travel. And so I stood up at the meeting, and so I am going to be going down this time. And let's see here. I don't know if I got – let me see if I can I'll do that. I'm trying to make a couple – this has been the way of the day. I've had three or four things going on all at the same time, and all of them had to have my immediate attention. So, bless her heart, I've tried to get a DOT physical. So it's going to be three attempts. I have been in parts because I keep having appointments and having to leave. And so, bless their hearts. I appreciate the folks at Party Urgent Care in Pisgah Forest. When we went with our Federal Motor Care Safety Administration approval for Anchor Baptist Missions International and our trucks, when we went to that status and that level, it gave us access to all 49 states, continental U.S. states, and all of Canada, and no limitations as to what we can carry as far as, you know, cargo. And what that did for us was it changed our status with the Department of Transportation. So we basically have had to go through the red tape of starting a trucking company, and I have had to drug test all of my potential drivers, but not just for my CDL trucks, but also for all of our DOT trucks. And DOT is anything that hauls more than 9 passengers that's titled in a commercial name or has a gross vehicle weight of 10,001 pound. Okay, so either one of those categorizations. So our 3/4 ton trucks did not fall in it, but all of our 1 ton trucks did. Our little bus, it was 15 passenger, does not require CDL, but it now requires a physical a medical card, and a drug test. So I have had 20-something drivers up at Pardee there in Pisgah Forest. I've had about 20 over the past 2 weeks, drug testing and DOT physicals and all the rest. And we have absolutely worked those folks to death, and they're good people. And I'm glad they're in the county. I'm very glad that they're in the county. They're also doing COVID testing there. And they're doing COVID testing there. And of course, with that, it's not just testing. It's a physical. In other words, I say a physical. It's you go see the doctor. It's a doctor's visit. So it's not like they're running just a clinic. It's a doctor's visit, and you see the doctor, and then, or the medical professional, whoever it is, you see the doctor, and then if they think you have it, they test you. So that's kind of how it works. Okay, that's where I got mine at, actually. And so, oh yeah, and they got a lot going on there now. They've got the therapy in the back and all the physical therapy, and then they've got the Medina Cancer Center on the side, and then they've also got the Blue Ridge Bone and Joint. They've got their orthopedics there. So it's pretty big, pretty busy thing. I couldn't believe what they did to that Rite Aid. They really fixed it up. So, all right, somebody's making the statement, said, we can't believe that the people who want to impeach the president are the same people who allowed people to loot and burn personal property of so many others. Yep. So, anyway, says, I think the Democrats are all very afraid, and that's what this is all about. Well, you may be closer than you think as to this thing. You don't have to. Sometimes, a lot of information, you can't see the forest from the trees. So many times I find that folks that don't deal with this every day, they typically can cut right to the chase, and they can see through a lot of this junk. I'm convinced that people inside the Beltway, I call it Beltway blindness, and people who are inside that Beltway around Washington, D.C., they get blind. Kind of like getting snow blind. If you've ever been out in the bright snow, you get snow blind. I think that's what it is. They get blind to common sense. They get blind to the pulse of the people. I assure you, what goes on in the streets of Washington, D.C. is not the pulse of America. Now that I'm totally sure of. It's not a microcosm of America. It's not even related to America. Matter of fact, D.C., to me, feels way more like a foreign country. And I've been to many of them. And it feels sometimes it feels like a third world country up there. I'm telling you the truth. Some of the things that come crawling out, you can't believe. And I don't know when I have felt as unsafe as to be walking in the back streets of Washington, D.C. after 10 o'clock at night. Never do that again. The bus dropped us off in the wrong place, and we end up having to walk about 3 miles back to Union Station, and we had people start following us, and it got hairy. Now, I will tell you that. It got hairy. I was not a happy camper, and we finally detoured from our route and turned up into some light and turned up into a business-like area where some people were, because we were fixing to get mugged. There was no doubt about it. And because in D.C. you can't have a weapon, for that reason, we were sitting ducks. And, it was not pretty. I'll never do that one again. I'll assure you of that. All right. Well, we are going to be saying goodnight here to our AM. Matter of fact, the prayer time will be over here in just a few minutes. And we want to thank everybody. Brother Robert Jones, he'll be helping out some while I'm gone. And we're going to keep you posted. I want to make this pledge to you once more. I've said this every day, but I want to say it to you again, that we are going to do our best. We're going to do our best to keep you informed. We're going to try to give you a balanced view of what's taking place. And we're going to try to give you not what the internet buzz is, but we're going to try to give you what we can back and what we know to be true. Okay. Now, I didn't say a lot of this stuff's not untrue. I'm just saying it cannot be proved. There's a whole lot of things that cannot be proved. And so, and a lot of folks are stepping out on conjecture, and they're staking their reputation and ministries on conjecture. And, just like with prophecy, there's a lot of things it may be and it may happen. But boy, it's hard to get dogmatic on prophecy. And I've seen people do that and make predictions and set dates and times and other things, destroyed them. Destroyed the ministries, destroyed their credibility. So I had rather get it right. You know what I'm saying? And I may not be the first, but I'd rather get it right. I don't want to get out there, and I don't want to cause undue alarm. I've had people today all day, should we stock up on things? Should we do this? Should we do that? I think your biggest fear is COVID. I think your biggest fear is another COVID lockdown. I really do. And that may come from the federal level next week. It could. So if I were you, I wouldn't be worried about martial law and all this other mess that's been talked about. I'd worry about another COVID lockdown. I'd also worry about, you know, a big storm coming in the Pacific Northwest. Depends on how long that thing takes to get here. It could have some snow in it, could have some punch. It's winter in the mountains. You don't want to live day to day. You want to have some things laid by. You want to have some stuff put up. You know, they tell us that you need 3 weeks of food, 3 weeks of medicine, 3 weeks of everything. The Homeland Security has been saying that for years. So it's just good thinking. And so, yeah, do that. Take your stimulus and go put it in groceries. Don't put it in a color TV. Put it in some food. Put it back. Rotate your stock and buy things that you will eat so that you can eat it up and replace it. Continue to buy groceries like normal and just keep a little bit ahead and quit living out of the convenience stores and quit living day to day. You'll never get ahead doing that. You'll never get ahead doing that. You'll never get ahead living out of the convenience store. I've seen too many people try it. Okay? All right. Well, you have my word. If it means losing the license to this radio station, with my last words I'll ever say to you, if that were to come to that, I will try to my best to tell you the truth. If it means losing it. And you have my word on that. And so if I see an imminent threat or imminent danger, I will be the first to scream it. I promise. I promise. But right now, I'm traveling. I mean, I'm uneasy, obviously, because who knows what crazies are going to do what next week? Who knows? Or maybe not even wait the next week. But I'm not talking about the government doing it. I'm talking about individuals, okay? So I think everybody understands where I'm going, understands what I'm saying. We've tried for 3 days, but I think sometimes I make it worse by answering questions, and it causes 10 more. And so if that's happened, I apologize. For those that don't have internet, bless your heart, okay? Bless your heart. say, how do you get extra medicine? You get that thing fulfilled every time, as soon as your insurance will allow it, and over a period of time, you'll gain on it. I know I've had to try to do it, and it's not easy done. Yeah, because of insurance and all the stuff. I know it. But usually they'll give you about 6 days. They'll fill it about 6 days early. And over time, you'll build up a month's supply. So don't wait till you run out to get your medicine filled. Put it on auto refill and go get it right then. Okay? Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, speak peace to hearts today. And may your will be accomplished in every life. Save the soul that's nearest hell. And may all of this cause us to lift our eyes heavenward in Christ's name. Amen.